This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for August 12th. I'm Paul Plack. It looks like the U.S. Department of Transportation's limited implementation of an airline passenger's Bill of Rights is discrediting the dire warnings of airlines and confirming the expectations of consumer advocates. The pilots of FedEx Express, represented by the Airline Pilots Association, say they're prepared for focused bargaining on a limited number of significant issues and hope they can get it done quickly this time. L3 Communications has acquired Airborne Technologies Incorporated, known for its engineering expertise, manufacturing, and operations support for unmanned aircraft systems. Dana Tyndall, Senior VP of Legal, Regulatory, and Governmental Affairs for telecom provider GCI, and her daughter Corey, are now confirmed among the casualties in Monday night's turboprop crash in Alaska. Tributes to Alaska Senator Ted Stevens, also lost in that accident, continue to roll in. NBAA's Ed Boland says, quote, "As chairman of the Senate's Appropriations and Commerce Committees, he understood and made sure others understood the critical role aviation plays in our nation's economy and transportation system," unquote. And AIA's Marion Blakey adds, quote, "Stevens championed the FAA's Capstone Project, the first program in the United States to demonstrate the early benefits of automatic dependent surveillance broadcast, the core technology for the next generation air transportation system," unquote. The Virginia Department of Aviation has recognized three Virginia pilots who together have flown more than 460 Young Eagles flights just in the past year. And a lock of Amelia Earhart's hair preserved by the Smithsonian has turned out to be thread. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with Ernie Boyette of Rotor Flight Dynamics about his adaptation of a Yamaha four-stroke snowmobile engine to a Dominator tandem gyroplane. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.